Well, tonight's topic is the Passion of Christ in the light of the Holy Shroud of Turin. It's one of the most fascinating topics we could ever discuss, especially during this season of Lent as we approach Holy Week. The Shroud has been called the greatest relic in Christendom by Pope John Paul II. And what's been amazing in the last 30 years, especially the scientists that have been investigating the Shroud, out of the 2,000 scientists that have been studying the Shroud, 95% of them have become Christian. And the majority of them started out either as atheists or agnostics. So this is what the Shroud does for the scientists, and it can do a lot for us as well. See, the Shroud has been studied for 600,000 hours of peer-reviewed evidence has been studied. It's the most studied scientific object in the world. Now, we know the Shroud is mentioned in Scripture, in all four Gospels. It mentions that Joseph of Arimathea, a very wealthy man, gave Jesus a fine linen in which to be buried. Now, we know that in Scripture, the actual word is a syndome, and actually it meant a fine linen. It wasn't typically what was used as a burial linen in those days. It was actually more like a very fine dining cloth, a very fine tablecloth. It's a 3x1 herringbone twill weave. To give you some idea how nice this is, Cleopatra's burial linen was not nearly as nice as this one. Okay, so this was a very fine, very expensive linen. And so it's 14 feet 3 inches by 3 feet 7 inches. And as I mentioned, I brought this altar linen, which is almost the exact dimensions. Now, one of the interesting things is, you know, people say, well, why would it be 14 feet 3 inches by 3 feet 7 inches? Well, basically, in Jewish times, that was exactly 4 cubits by 1 cubit. So it's perfect dimensions. And there's a lot of speculation among certain of the studiers of the Shroud that the actual Shroud of Turin is the actual linen cloth used at the Last Supper by our Lord. A lot of people don't realize that, but there's going to be a lot more studies going to be taking place, because on one side of the Shroud, on one side, there are drip patterns as if bread was passed with maybe a sauce or something to other people just sitting on one side. And these drip patterns are only on one side of the Shroud, which would make sense because the Jewish men would only eat on one side of the table. They would be served from the other side. Jewish law prohibited passing food behind a person. So a servant would be on one side of the table, all the others would be sitting on the other side, and of course they'd be reclining at table. Now, the image of the Shroud is of a man who is about 5 feet 11 inches tall and weighed 175 pounds. Excellent physical condition. A very handsome, very tall Jewish male. The scientists tell us the man is between age 30 and 35. We know he's Jewish for two reasons. One is that he has long hair and a pigtail, which the religious Jewish men would wear, men who were devoted to prayer. Also, they've been able to see through magnification that there is a phylactery in between the eyes of the man on the Shroud. A phylactery was a little leather box which contained parchment of sacred scripture. The scripture would contain the Shema. I am the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. The devout Jews would wear this on their forehead. Remember, scripture says, keep this before your mind and in your heart. Now, the image is, if you notice the picture I'm passing around, the man was laid with his feet at one end of the Shroud, his head in the middle, and then the other half of the Shroud was folded on top. Okay? And then most likely wrapped with ropes or other strips of linen to make it look almost like a mummy. But it wasn't like bands around him. It was the Shroud, but then sort of tightened up relatively close to his body. Now, some of the interesting things about the Shroud, well, first of all, in Scripture, the Shroud is mentioned, the linen cloth is mentioned at the end of John's Gospel, where Peter and John are running to the tomb. Remember, John is younger, he is better shape, so he runs.